You have health questions, she has your answers. It's the Night Shift Lifestyle Show with Dr. Yael Ora.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Night Shift Lifestyle Show with Dr. Yael Ora. So my name is Dr. Yael Ora, and some of you know me as Chin Yael Oredu. And on this show, we're going to talk about everything about the night shift. We're going to talk about all the challenges that night shift workers face on a day-to-day basis. But first off, I would like to read my disclaimer. So I want you to know that this show is presented as my personal opinion and does not replace medical advice, nor in any way is it an endorsement of any treatment or item or products I'm going to mention on the show. So the opinions on this show are for educational purposes only and do not replace independent professional judgment. And I want you to know that while I was getting ready and putting the information together, I made every effort to present you with the most accurate information. But knowing that, you know, the nature of nutrition and health research is constantly evolving, I cannot be held responsible for any inaccuracy on the show. And I assume no liability for errors or any omissions on the show. And also, if you have worked with a lifestyle coach in the past and you've had, you know, very stellar results, I want you to know that working with me, that your past performance does not really predict or is not indicative of success if you work with Dr. Yael Ora as your lifestyle and obesity coach for night shift workers. I have been a night shift medical doctor for, I'm going to say, like a decade and a half. And I work as a physician in the hospital setting, right? I work in the acute inpatient setting. And I take care of patients who are very sick in the hospital setting. And as a result of that, as a night shift doctor, I have come across and I have battled my own health conditions. I had gestational diabetes and I had suffered from obesity. And as a result of that, I started looking into ways I can help people who work at night to minimize their risk of health problems and optimize their wellness. And that way they can make sure that, you know, they always prioritize their overall health. So that is the premise of the show, because I want you to be aware of the potential negative physical, mental, and the social effects of shift work. But at the same time, I want to offer a real solution by providing professional support as your coach, as your lifestyle and obesity coach. So in my program, as your lifestyle coach, I will give you all the support. There will be a lot of empowerment. And as a result of that, you will undergo transformation even as you work nights. And of course, I have to say this, that people who work nights, they do the harder things. When you work the night shift, you are working against your body's natural circadian rhythm. And as a result of that, it does predispose you to a lot of health, you know, chronic health problems. And I'm sure some of you have heard about cardiometabolic syndrome. What it means is that as a result of working nights, which is unnatural, you have a predisposition to inflammation, and this can cause disease down the line. Working with me will help you, because I want you to become healthier inside. That is the premise. That is why I do this. I want you to become healthier inside. I want you to lose weight and keep the weight off. And at the same time, by doing all this, you can love the way you look on the outside. So again, this is Dr. Yael Ora, and I'm your lifestyle and obesity coach for night workers. And if you're tuning in, this is the Night Shift Lifestyle Show on WICC 600 AM and 107.3 FM. When you work at night and you do the harder thing, it sets you up to be successful. I mean, there have been studies that show that you just have to do the harder things first. Night shift is hard. Night shift is hard. We know that. But at the same time, you have to work with so much intentionality. That is why I always help and I coach night shift workers. When you work night shift with intentionality, you minimize risk of ill health. Because you have the consciousness, you know that your shift work puts you at greater risk. And then you modify your lifestyle. You make all those changes. you know, you take like, you know, proactive steps to just make sure you don't get sick. And at the same time, you also working with me, we can map out a way for you to know when to stop working at night. I don't think people should work nights forever or work nights indefinitely. I don't think so. There have been studies that show that working the night shift actually is a potential carcinogen. And what that means is that it puts you at risk for cancer. I mean, we know that there's some studies that showed an increase in cancer in people who work at night, especially breast cancer and prostate cancer. So my show and my platform is to minimize risk. And this platform that I have here as the spokesperson, as a host of this, you know, the Night Shift Lifestyle Show, is a platform that I created for everybody who works at night. I am the spokesperson, but the show is for everyone. So I am kind of, you know, speaking up and kind of trying to encourage everybody. If you work at night and you have a story that you want to share, please reach out to me. Send me an email. But my email is hello, H-E-L-L-O, at drdryelora, Y-E-L-O-R-A, coaching.com. So hello at drelauracoaching.com. Better still go to my website, dryelora.com, dryelora.com. Send me an email so that we can connect. I want to hear your stories. I want to hear stories from people who work the night shift, because we are changing the way we work. Night shift is an unnatural process. It's a result of globalization and industrialization. In most industrialized countries, you have people that work nights compared to other countries that are not so industrialized. So we got to take care of everybody. And that is why I do this. So if you work at night and you have a story, I would love to hear it. And I'm going to tell you guys a story about a lady that I met. She's a nurse. She works in the hospital. She told me that she's worked the night shift for like 30 years. She's been a night shift nurse for 30 years. I couldn't believe it. I'm like, you mean that you've been working nights for 30 years? And she said, yes, Dr. Yolara, I have been working nights for 30 years. And of course, my next question was, do you have any medical problems? I mean, first of all, just looking at her, she wasn't overweight. She was not. So she's obviously doing something right. But it's good for you to know, too, that there's so many other factors that affect your weight. You know, there's so many factors that affect your metabolism, your basal metabolic rate and all that. We know there are genetics involved in weight control. So the lady has been working nights for 30 years. And I told her that, why do you still work nights? And her answer is going to shock. I mean, it's not going to shock you, but it's just going to bring to the limelight the issues we have in our society. So she told me that she takes care of her mother, her elderly mother. Her mother is disabled, needs a lot of care, a lot of help. So she works nights so that when her mother goes to bed at night, she goes to work. And her mother has been battling this illness for so many years. Her mother is wheelchair bound. But she also told me that her son has, you know, the patient, the lady who's the nurse, that her own son, who's in his 30s, is taking care of his grandfather. So apparently, my patient or the lady I was having this conversation with, her mother, her grandfather is still alive, you know, her mother's father. So as a matter of fact, I take it back. Her son is taking care of his great-grandfather, right? He's taking care of his great-grandfather because the mother's father is still alive. So the whole family is now entwined in working the night shift to take care of their elderly population, their family members. So that's part of the reason why I do this, because we need to offer them support that will help them to survive and thrive. So one thing that has been on my mind, because a couple of days ago, something happened. If you've been paying attention to the news and the clock, it was daylight saving time. Precisely on January, I'm not saying January, how can I say that? We're actually March. On March 10th at 2 a.m., we had the daylight saving, you know, saving time started, meaning that at 2 a.m., we set the clock forward. And as a result of that, I worked night shift on that day, or rather on that night. So I left an hour earlier, unlike people who work the day shift and they had to wake up an hour earlier to be at work. So as a result of this shift in time, you know, this 1 hour shift, our bodies actually took a jolt. You know, there's a little bit of shifting in your metabolism and your body system. And when I was reviewing a study done by the National Sleep Foundation, I mean, this study showed that around this time, you know, when you have like, you know, the daylight saving time, there's an increase in the number of heart attacks and work-related injuries, including accidents, as a result of fatigue and, you know, decreased sleep and all that. So my question now and my concern, especially for people who work the night shift, is how are you coping with the extra hour of daylight? Because I was just, you know, looking outside today and the sun is all out. It's all warm. Everybody's happy. But if you're somebody who works night, it's a problem for you because there's more sunlight, right? We have more daylight. The weather is warm. Everybody's outside. You know, people are gardening. Kids are like, you know, bike, you know, riding their bikes around the neighborhood and you're trying to sleep. When we come back, I'm going to tell you ways that you can cope and survive the daylight hours that we're going to have to, like, you know, have to, you know, deal with during the spring and summer months. And this is Dr. Yolora, your lifestyle and obesity coach for night work.
Are you a night shift worker struggling to adjust to your overnight schedule? Have you gained weight since working nights? Do you feel tired with low energy? Hi, my name is Dr. Yolora. I created Dr. Yolora Lifestyle and Obesity Coaching Program for night workers just for you. I want to help you lose weight so you can have more energy, become healthier inside, and love the way you look on the outside. Visit DrYolora.com. That's DrYelora.com.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org, brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Got a question for the doctor? 203-333-9422. Now, back to the Night Shift Lifestyle Show with Dr. Yolora.
Before we went on the commercial break, I was talking about a daylight saving time and the way it impacts your overall health around this time. So the first thing you have to know, because I know that recently, about like 2 years ago in 2022, there was some legislature called the Sunshine Protection Act. And this was headed by Mr. Marco Rubio. So he was trying to promulgate like a law whereby we should ban the daylight saving time. Because, you know, the fact that we have to set the clock, you know, forward during the spring and backwards during the fall, it was really upsetting the body system, and people were having health problems and health challenges as a result of that. But for now, that has not happened. So come November, the first Sunday in November, we're going to set our clock backward again. So how do you then survive for these 8 months if you work the night shift? I want to tell you that it takes a lot of intentionality to work at night. Because if you go by recommendations, which of course I agree with, but not, you know, 100%, because when you work night shift, different rules work for you. You know, we can tell you that when you get up from your night shift that you should, you know, bask in the sun, you should get some sunlight and all that. But we know that it may be more difficult for you to sleep. So what the recommendation is, as a matter of fact, is that when it comes to sunlight, the American Academy of Dermatology does not recommend that people have direct contact with sunlight. And the reason being like being that, you know, the UV rays from the sun is damaging to the skin. So the most current recommendation I could find regarding sun exposure is that the best time to be under the sun is anywhere between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. And this is for like about 12 to 15 minutes. And that you should minimize direct impact, you know, having the sun rays directly on your skin. What that means is that you should wear protective clothing. You should have, you know, your sunscreen, wear a hat, right? So these are ways that you should actually sit under the sun. But people should also know that you should take vitamin D. At least 4,000 international units of vitamin D is what is recommended. And you should also, you know, eat vitamin D fortified foods. You know, there's so many of them in the stores, whether it's fortified milk, you know, we have it in cheese. And of course, egg yolk. There are some foods that naturally contain vitamin D. So the sun is very essential for life. As a matter of fact, it's the light, it's daylight that regulates your natural circadian rhythm. So the biggest problem that people that work at night have is their lack of exposure to the sun. Because you work at night, it's nighttime, right? And then when you get back home from your night shift, you sleep during the day. So your body doesn't really have that much exposure to sunlight. But at the same time, when you expose yourself to sunlight, for most people, it interferes with their ability to sleep. And I think that's where my coaching comes in, because you have to find a plan, individualized plan, something that works for you. You have to find a midway that allows you to get the benefits, the health benefit, the positive health benefits of sunlight, but at the same time, have the time to get restful and restorative sleep. I mean, there's a study that showed that people who work at night are actually 4 hours, you know, sleep deficit compared to day shift workers. So the recommendation regarding sleep for somebody who works at night, it has to be one-on-one. It has to be for you to find the best time that you can get some sunlight and still maximize your sleep. And of course, ways also you can enjoy this, you know, time of the day, the daylight saving time, has to do with your meal prep, right? It has to do with your meal prep, because now your body is going to take time to readjust that you're actually coming home 1 hour earlier. So I suggest that you get into the routine of getting your meal prepped the moment you get home. Or if you need to get another storage, like I have more than one refrigerator in my house. And the reason being that I prep my food, I get all my bowls, and I put everything for the week, and I store them in the refrigerator for you know, when I have to go to work. So it takes a lot of being organized. You have to plan ahead of time. And as part of the meal prep too, you have to get your family on board. You know, everybody has to be on board when you work the night shift. And I'm going to tell you another story about, because I work with, you know, resident doctors. I had a resident doctor who told me that when his mother was a resident, you know, because when you do your training, you have to do night shift. You do like a night float whereby you work at night. So his mother used to work a lot at night and hardly ever got a chance to see her. He told me that during this time that his father used to, like, you know, bring them all to the hospital to eat dinner with his mother. You know, the mother was at work and they used to eat dinner as a family in the hospital cafeteria. And I was like, wow, God bless your father. I'm like, that is what families do. Night shift is a family effort. I just don't know how to like put it out there to people who work at night and don't have support, right? So if you're tuning in, I'm actually talking about ways you can navigate daylight saving time with your whole family. And this is Dr. Yalora, and this is the Night Shift Lifestyle Show on WICC 600 AM and 107.3 FM. So ways you can work together when you have a family member or a parent or a spouse who works a night shift. The person needs a lot of support around this time. They need a lot of support because daylight impacts their sleep. It does impact their sleep, and we know that sleep is one of the biggest negative effects. Poor sleep, inadequate sleep, is one of the negative downsides of working night shift. So I encourage you, if you have a neighbor who works at night, reach out to your neighbor. Ask them how you can help. How can I help you so that you can rest more during this time? I mean, I remember that everybody loves summer, but I find summer to be the most distressful and a month as a night physician, as a night worker, as a mother. And of course, if I talk about other ways that daylight saving time impacts people that work at night, we know that this is about springtime. There's going to be a lot of activities in school. There's a lot of recitals. There's going to be a lot of end of school year activities, a lot of auctions and charity events and all that. So when you work night shift and you find yourself not being able to participate in this social event, it impacts your wellness. It impacts your wellness. And I come in as a coach, as somebody who has survived and thrived for so long while working nights and still maintaining my social connections, my friends. Because most people think that, oh, Dr. Yolora, you must be introverted. People think, oh, yeah, you work at night, you're introverted. No, I'm not introverted. As a matter of fact, if you know me very well, and I want you guys to get to know me, I call myself an omnivert. And as a matter of fact, omniverts are people who are kind of in the intersection of being introverted and extroverted. We know when to be, to draw ourselves inwards. We know when to be out there. So we're like at the middle. And we have very good relationship with everybody, both introverts and extroverts. So working the night shift has not impacted my social life. And I know you're going to ask me, what about my family life? What about my marital life? That's where I keep telling people, you got to carry your whole family along. It's a family affair, right? And I come in and I give you that, I give you that perspective. I help you to see that your why story, the reason you work at night, is your focus. You know why you work night. You know why you want to work night at this time of your life. Whether you're raising your children, whether you're going to school to get an education, a higher education. Whether you work nights because of the pay, the night shift differential. Or maybe you're working nights because that's the only job you could get. That's okay. A lot of people do night shift work as like an entry level career, like profession to in order to break into a career or a job. Maybe that's what you're doing. And I know people who are very creative, they all the creative juices, flow at night. And that's why they do night shift. For whatever reason you work night shift, that is what Dr. Yolora is there for. That is why I created this platform. And that is why I want you to send me questions. I want you to tell me your stories. And the solution I will bring is when you tell me your why, then we're going to formulate what you're going to do, when you're going to do it, right? And of course, the whole idea is so that you know the how to your why, how you're going to get there. So you tell me your why, and then we talk about the when you're going to do it, how you're going to do it, and what you're going to do to get there. How about that? Because night shift, when you do night shift, it's a family affair. It takes a whole village for you to survive and thrive. And of course, as part of the things that you have to worry about with, daylight saving time, you also have to exercise. You also have to make out time to exercise, because exercise is one activity that has been shown to promote longevity. Exercise, recommended is 150 minutes a week. You can decide to spread it out through the whole week, the whole week, or you can do 30 minutes three times a week. But it's important that you exercise. And I'm not really pushing for you to exercise after working night shift. I understand that everybody's shift has different levels of physicality, and some jobs, you know, result in more exhaustion compared to the others. So working with me as your coach, we can figure out the how. How can you exercise after working night shift? Because remember that I want to do, my whole focus is to help you become healthier so that you can lose weight and keep the weight off. And I want you to love the way you look on the outside. It's very important that as human beings, and we're so visual, that you actually work towards something. And at the end, you get the result and you are happy with the outcome. And as a result of that, I am starting a challenge. And you can, you know, send an email to me, hello, H-E-L-L-O, at Dr. D-R Yelora, Y-E-L-O-R-A, coaching, C-O-A-C-H-I-N-G.com. Hello at DrYeloraCoaching.com. Send me an email if you want to participate in the next challenge. I'm looking for like 10 people. 10 people who work night shifts who want to work with me so that they can become healthier inside, lose weight and keep the weight off, and love the way they look outside. 10 people. Because the whole idea of this challenge is that I want you, during this hour's daylight saving time, I want you to drag yourself. I call it the drag and brag mindset. Drag, D-R-A-G, brag, B-R-A-G, the drag and brag mindset. I know it's hard. I know exercise is difficult. I mean, who likes to exercise? Most people don't. Despite all the recommendation, all the money spent on ads and PSA, only about less than 25% of people actually exercise in the United States. And I mean like sticking to the recommendation of 150 minutes of exercise a week. Less than 25% of people. So exercise is a drag. So that's why I say, I want you to drag yourself. I want you to like push yourself. What I'm trying to say, I want you to spring forward, because this is spring season, right? I want you to spring forward. And by springing forward, you drag yourself, you exercise, you change the way you eat, you do all the right things by working with Dr. Yelora. I want you to brag about it, right? I want you to brag about it. I want you to post those pictures because you like the way you look outside. Post those pictures because your cholesterol level has improved. You know, your total cholesterol, your LDL is lower, your HDL is higher, your blood sugar is lower, your diabetes is better. So it's a drag and a brag mindset. So when we spring forward, as we spring forward, I want us to fall backwards on our weight. Fall backward on your body weight. But the only way you can do it is to drag and brag mindset. So that is my empowerment statement for you. Like I said, this show is for everybody. It's for everybody who works night, day shift. Anybody who wants to participate, I'm happy to have you. You just have to reach out to me, okay? So thank you so much for joining me on an episode of the Night Shift Lifestyle Show with Dr. Yelora. And I will see you and be in your ears again next week. Thank you.